CCB Board Minutes Summaries, Gabe Griffith, CCB Secretary. December 3, 2012, Conference Call. Roll call, present were President Donna Pomerantz, First VP Gene Lozano, Second VP Roger Peterson, Treasurer Peter Pardini, Immediate Past President Jeff Tom, Board Member Artis Bazin, Vince Calderon, Lena Dawes, David Hanlon, David Jackson, Linda Perrell, Eric Smiley, Judy Wilkinson, Robert Wendt joined late, and Secretary Gabe Griffith was absent. Page 48, Review of Fundraising Contract. It was decided to accept contracts with two different fundraising groups for the year 2013. Review of Muttstrut Regional Proposals. There were four regional proposals for the board to discuss. These four regions were Sacramento, San Francisco, San Diego, and Los Angeles. The four regional chairs joined the call separately to discuss their region's proposal. It was decided to give all four regions an extension until January 15 to finish getting their information together. It was also decided to bring on a statewide coordinator by January 2, 2013. The meeting was adjourned at this point. April 11, 2013, pre-convention board meeting, President Donna Pomerantz called the meeting to order at 6:48 p.m. Roll call, present were President Donna Pomerantz, First VP Gene Lozano, Second VP Roger Peterson, Secretary Gabe Griffith, Treasurer Peter Pardini, Immediate Past President Jeff Tom, Board Members Artis Bazin, Vince Calderon, Lena Dawes, David Jackson, Linda Perrell, Eric Smiley, Robert Wendt, and Judy Wilkinson. David Hanlon was absent. Page 49. Agenda. It was decided to approve the agenda with one addition of an item on the strategic plan. Minutes from November and January meetings were approved. Muttstrut. Donna Pomerantz and Jita Jackson reported on the Muttstrut. Regions having it, brochures, raffle prizes, and more, the board decided to find a way to have Jita attend the fall convention as she was only able to attend this meeting by phone. Treasurer's report. Peter discussed several treasury items, including budget, projected income, actual income, and compared this year's income and expenses to last year's. The report was accepted unanimously. Strategic plan. Donna talked about the upcoming strategic plan, when it would start, who would be conducting it, and outlined the process for completing it. Proposed budget. The board adopted a proposed budget that included a net loss of $108,000. Convention update. Gene talked about some of the work the one convention ad hoc committee has been doing. Page 50. Some of the items discussed included the length of the convention, when the board meeting could be, and where conventions would be held. It was decided that the convention would be held in the first half of the year and would alternate between Northern and Southern California. Event conflicts. It was decided that there would not be any events allowed to be held during general sessions with the exception of the exhibit hall. Publications committee report. Linda Perrell is the new committee chair. She discussed some of what the committee is doing, including putting together a subcommittee for publication of the Blind Californian, publication numbers for the BC, and recommendations for investigating new audio formats for publication of the BC. They are also working on publishing an e-book. It was decided to have the president appoint an ad hoc committee to investigate audio options for the BC. Technical Operations Group Report. Vita Zavoli gave this report. She talked about some of the things that TOG does, including posting convention audio on the website, updating pages on the website, assisting the office with accessibility of new programs and more. They're recommending an upgrade to the platform the website is on and a change to a new hosting location. Page 51, it was decided to accept the TOG's recommendations for moving the web hosting. Newell Perry Trust Fund Report. Jeff read this report. They have only had one withdrawal. The report was accepted. Email vote ratification. It was decided to ratify the email vote taken to purchase new assistive listening devices. report on Ellen Murphy Trust Fund. They will be making another withdrawal soon, and this will be their fourth withdrawal for assistance this year. It was decided to accept the report. Public comment. There was public comment regarding the one convention a year, the internal loan from the CEA fund, special funds, audio formats for the BC, legislative issues, and credentials. April 22, 2013 conference call. Roll call. Present were President Donna Pomerantz, First VP Jean Lozano, Second VP Roger Peterson, Secretary Gabe Griffith, Treasurer Peter Pardini, Immediate Past President Jeff Tom, Board Members Artis Bazin, Vince Calderon, Lena Dawes, David Hanlon, David Jackson, Linda Perrell, Eric Smiley, Robert Wendt, and Judy Wilkinson. This meeting was conducted almost entirely in executive session. It was decided to enter discussions and possible litigation against Alameda County in regards to voting machine accessibility. Page 52. CCB will help to gather stories about this and will write a letter to the California Secretary of State regarding this issue. Outside of executive session, there was a discussion about chapter rosters and the validity of the ones chapters are turning in. The meeting adjourned after this discussion. June 24, 2013, conference call. Roll call. Present were President Donna Pomerantz, First VP Jean Lozano, Second VP Roger Peterson, Secretary Gabe Griffith, Treasurer Peter Pardini, Immediate Past President Jeff Tom, Board Members Artis Bazin, Vince Calderon, Lena Dawes, David Hanlon, David Jackson, Linda Perrell, Eric Smiley, Judy Wilkinson. Robert Wendt was absent. Trust Donna announced that Christy Crespin has been appointed to the Ellen Murphy Trust as a trustee by the other trustees on that account. It was also decided to appoint Mitch Pomerantz as a trustee on the Newell Perry Trust Fund. The board then entered executive session to discuss legal matters. It was decided to adopt a resolution suspending Guide Dog Users of California as an affiliate. The meeting exited executive session, and the meeting adjourned after this discussion. Page 53, September 22, 2013, conference call. Roll call. Present were President Donna Pomerantz, First VP Jean Lozano, Second VP Roger Peterson, Secretary Gabe Griffith, Immediate Past President Jeff Tom, Board Members Artis Bazin, Vince Calderon, Lena Dawes, David Hanlon, David Jackson, Linda Perrell, Eric Smiley, Judy Wilkinson, and Robert Wendt. Treasurer Peter Pardini was absent. Minutes were passed for meetings in December, April, and June. The board then entered executive session. It was decided to sign on to a lawsuit against Alameda County for inaccessibility to voting machines. It was also decided to lift the suspension of the Guide Dog Users of California affiliate. The board left executive session after this discussion. Chapter Charter. The board ratified a charter to the Greater Lakewood Chapter. CCBL discussion list. It was decided to appoint moderators for this email discussion list. Donna will work with the chairs of the publications and TOG committees to appoint moderators. Credential/roster information referrals. Donna reported that there was only one chapter this year who did not get credential information in on time. Muttstrut, it was decided to let the three regions who had Muttstrut events in 2013 put down refundable deposits for 2014. The meeting adjourned at this point.